1410 AM, 96.9 FM. It's KLEM Sports. Daniel Versteeg with you. We've got a really great opportunity here. We're chatting with Lamar's High School basketball alum, Caleb Klein, who's now the graduate assistant on the University of Arkansas men's basketball team. The Hogs just got done finishing up an Elite Eight run. That saw them, you know, knock off some great opponents on the way, and we're chatting with Caleb about how he's gotten to this point. And Caleb, first of all, I guess I just got to start first in your time as a kid and picking up the sport of basketball. What was it that kind of drew you to the sport that has seen you do so much now?
What really drew me to the sport, seeing my brother grow up. He was on many travel teams growing up. My dad was actually the coach of all those travel teams, so I was able to go and be on the court and watch their practices. Sometimes my dad would let me get involved, but really I was just around the game of basketball my whole entire life. Then afterwards, when it was my time to start playing, my dad started a travel team for me with a bunch of my high school best friends I still talk to every day. We started the travel team when I was in fourth grade, and we played all the way up until freshman year of high school. And then that eventually led into high school basketball with Coach Irwin, which had many great memories with him and Coach Kazel and Coach Davis. We had a good run our senior year. And really, after that, like, I felt like I had still more to give to the game, and I loved playing basketball, and I didn't want to stop. So I went to Northwestern College, played basketball there for a year. After that 1 year, decided maybe this isn't for me, so I went to the University of South Dakota, was just a regular student for a couple of years, and then told myself if I should get back into basketball and maybe coaching's the opportunity. So I was a physical education major, actually, up until my junior year of college. Once I realized I wanted to get into coaching, I completely switched my majors, told my mom she was not happy with me, that I wanted to go coach in college. So then I reached out to the women's head coach, Dawn Plitzelite, and got in contact with her. So I went to a couple of their practices at University of South Dakota. 3 days later, next thing you know, I was a walk-on for the University of South Dakota men's basketball team. And it kind of just all worked out that I got involved in a couple of drills and played up and down. And sure enough, they made a comment to the head coach of South Dakota, said, hey, this kid can still play. So sure enough, I was a walk-on for the University of South Dakota. Loved the game, loved being back involved with the game. Learned a lot from my head coach, Todd Lee, and all those assistants. After that year of playing, I met with my head coach and kind of got talking to him and had this idea that I wanted to coach in college. So then he came up with the idea that I would be a student assistant for him and South Dakota men's basketball staff. So my last year at South Dakota, I kind of became familiar with being in the office, working on scouting reports, and seeing what it's like to be a coach. After that, COVID hit. So then I was thinking to myself, man, this probably wasn't the right decision during COVID because it's a tough business to get into and everything. Eventually, later on in the summer, about July, I got a call from Eric Musselman, the head coach at Arkansas, wanting me to come down and be a GA. He got the recommendation from my head coach at South Dakota. So sure enough, about a week and a half later, drove down to Arkansas and started coaching for the Razorbacks.
Boy, that's there's a lot going on in there, and that's quite the journey. You know, if I can go back a little bit to that, to those high school days. I mean, yeah, you alluded to that team that you had your senior year, and you know, being able to play with them all the way through, and get Lamar's up to a point that they hadn't seen in a long time of the boys basketball program. What is it that you remember the most about playing with that 2015 team and being state runners up that year?
What I remember most about being that team is every single night we never thought. I remember just talking with my teammates. I talked to Tyler Paulson, Tyler Borchers, and Mitchell Sitzman, and us four were so close. We still are today. I talk to them every single day, and I just remember every single night that we had a game, we just didn't think we were going to lose. Mm-hmm. We thought we were going to go out there and win every single game. And that's just the mentality that we had. Coach Irwin kind of instructed that and allowed us to have that mentality that we're just going to go out here and beat everybody. And that's what I really remember, is that we were so competitive even before practice, after practice, anything, shooting drills, in practice drills. I mean, we were so competitive, and that's what I really loved about that team. That's what I remember, is that even though we were all best friends, we all pushed each other to the max because we were all so competitive and wanted to win.
And you did win. You had so much success on that team. And as you look back at the people early on in your life there, you know, you talked about your dad with that travel team and Dave Irwin, obviously your head coach. How much did your dad and Coach Irwin kind of early on maybe stoke that desire to become a coach later on in your career?
Knowing that, so I never actually got to see I did, but I don't remember it. My dad was actually a women's coach with Barry Borchers at Lamar's back in the 90s, about when I was born. And so I really didn't remember him coaching. So I remember him always being a coach, but then seeing the success and hearing about the success that my dad had as a coach at Lamar's with Barry and the fun times and the memories that he had. I mean, that really, I've always wanted to be a part of that and see what it's like. And then seeing all the success that Coach Irwin has had at Lamar's, he's really, I've became close with him, had many talks with him about coaching and stuff like that. And just seeing all the success that he's had, even at Lamar's, I mean, he just cracked his 300th win, I believe. So super happy for him. But just seeing all the success, and that what really got me into coaching, is seeing those two guys being so successful at coaching.
And they've had a an outstanding coaching career, and you know, you talk about getting into the college ranks, and I know you were a walk on, and I know the few amount of times you did get on the court there at South Dakota, but just kind of put us into perspective what it was like to kind of take the floor there as a Division I college basketball player.
At first, I couldn't believe it, because that was really a dream came true. My whole life, you can ask my mom, you can ask my dad or my brother or anyone close to me, my entire dream growing up was just to be a college basketball player and a Division I basketball player. And after my days at Northwestern, I didn't think that was ever going to happen. So I still played here and there and still worked out a bit. And then that opportunity finally presented itself, so I took it and ran with it. And it was one of the best years of my life. The relationships I made on that team was awesome. I mean, let alone I got in a game, I got in a couple games, even some first half minutes at Oral Roberts, I remember. So it was awesome. It was a dream come true to play at the Division I level.
And you talk about relationships there. There's obviously one that everybody knows now with Stanley Amude, but what was the relationship like with your head coach and Todd Lee, and you know, how was he influential in you as a student, an athlete, and then eventually one of his student assistants?
Me and Coach Lee, right from the start, in our first meeting when I joined the team, we kind of hit it off. Me and him built a great relationship. I still talk with him today. He was a great mentor. I know I can always go back to him, but being one of his athletes and then switching over to the coaching side, I mean, sometimes you sit back as an athlete and player for a coach, and you really don't know why a coach is doing that or why a coach is doing this during the game. But then once you flip over to the other side and right along his side and be a part of the staff, you start to see why he does those things. And, I mean, he's had great success at South Dakota. So I have high expectations and just great remarks for Coach Lee.
Now you go to Arkansas, and you talk about Eric Musselman giving you that phone call after Coach Lee recommended you to him. What do you remember most about that phone call and realizing that you were going to get a chance to be on the coaching staff of a major college basketball program in one of the power conferences of the country?
I remember that phone call to this day. I was actually at the Lake of the Ozarks with my family just for a weekend getaway. And we just got off the boat, and I was getting this phone call from a number in California. And I was like, I don't know anybody in California. Sure enough, I answered it, and it was Coach Musselman. Wanted me to come down there and be a GA and packed up my things about a week and a half later, and sure enough, went down there and didn't really realize what I got myself into at the start. And then I was like, okay, I'm actually at a Power 5 school. I'm coaching basketball at the Division I level, and let's see where this takes me.
You know, a guy like him, I mean, it's really kind of interesting when you look at your career and you get, you know, your dad and Coach Irwin as guys who have primarily done the high school or the youth route and things like that. And you get a guy like Coach Lee, who's primarily been in college. And then you get a guy like Eric Musselman, who has the both the college and the professional experience, both in the NBA and the development league in his past. How valuable has that been to be able to really get that kind of good coaching advice, coaching mentorship from guys who have done it at every conceivable level of the game?
That has been the biggest thing that I've taken away from this, is the amount of connections and experiences that I've been involved with at Arkansas and even South Dakota. Coach Musselman, his energy and enthusiasm every single day is, you literally can't compare it to anybody else in the country. He does things, everything, the same year, same year, same year. He'll say it now that he runs the same offense, the same defensive scheme that he did when he was the head coach for the Warriors, which is absolutely insane to think about, that he's bringing this NBA style of play to the college level, and it's had how much success in a matter of 7 years now.
And the last couple with you have led to Elite Eight runs and deep national tournament playing time. What's it like to, you know, get on the floor and be under the bright lights of a national tournament game, a national audience watching, and just kind of being able to soak in that experience?
During the game, I was so zoned in, but usually, like, before the games, just knowing, like, the 60 minutes up until tip-off and walking back out there after the introductions and being on the court, and then you just look around and you're like, wow, I'm really at this moment. I'm really coaching in the Sweet 16. I'm really in the Elite Eight. And then you just look around and see all these unfamiliar faces, and they're all there watching you. Like, I remember going out there in the Elite Eight, right after intros, I'm standing on the court, I look around, and there's 18,000 people, and I maybe know about 50 of them in the stands, and they're just going to go absolutely nuts for these next 40 minutes, just cheering on the two teams, and it's just awesome. It's an awesome feeling to be out there.
It's got to be also awesome, too, considering your run this year. You got to, you know, play and coach against you know, Gonzaga and Duke, and then the SEC, you get to run into Kentucky, you know, every year. What do you ever kind of get, I don't know if starstruck's the right word, but I guess a pinch me kind of moment when you look over to the other side of the floor and you realize, man, I'm coaching against Mark Few, Coach Calipari, Coach K? Does that ever kind of hit you like that?
All the time. The SEC was loaded with coaches, with Bruce Pearl, Jerry Stackhouse, Coach Calipari, and you have all these Rick Barnes at Tennessee, all these tremendous coaches, and then you just look over, straight over there, and you're looking for their play call or something like that, and you're like, wow, I'm really down here coaching against these guys. I did the same thing against Mark Few, and then to shake hands with Coach K after they beat us in the Elite Eight. Afterwards, I was like, that's his last, could have been his last game ever, but it wasn't. But just starstruck is the exact right words that I would choose for that.
And winning, again, yeah, you didn't quite beat Duke, but man, you guys beat Gonzaga, you beat Auburn last year, you guys beat Alabama, Missouri, you know, all these great, great opponents. What is it, what experience does that give you to be able to be on a program like that, that can, you know, win these big, top-ranked, upset-minded contests like that?
It's awesome. It's experiences that I'll never forget, ever. And it's all a learning process. I mean, I'm just 2 years into this coaching world, and I've been blessed and to experience all these experiences about beating Auburn, beating Kentucky, and all these big schools. And really, I'm just taking a notebook, writing down notes, so then I can continue this for the rest of my coaching career. And so I can keep having success at this level and learn from all these different coaches and their schemes and learn from Coach Moss and all the assistants on our team and just take that and write down notes so I can keep having success.
I want to, highlight a couple of things that I didn't get to there in the middle. I mentioned a Stanley Amudie to you, and you mentioned the relationships you built at South Dakota. I know that relationship is one that was so valuable to you when he was at USD with you, and now that he was at Arkansas there with you for this Elite Eight run. What has that relationship with Stanley Amudie done for you as his friend, his coach, and his teammate in the past?
First thing, I'm just incredibly happy for Stanley. Never in our life, we talked about this after the Elite Eight game. Me and him were in the hotel room, and we looked at the past 3 years of our lives. And he looked at me and said, "Klein, I can't believe that we're here." And I said, "I can't believe we're here either. We were 3 years ago, we were playing at South Dakota together, traveling and busing all the way to Macomb, Illinois to play Western Illinois, and now we're here on the Elite Eight." But that relationship has grown so much over the past couple of years. It's been awesome to have him here. I'm excited for him. He's actually in New Orleans right now as he's playing in the Reese's game tomorrow night. So he's getting the exposure that he deserves, and I thought he deserved. And I mean, just to see him have so much success on the court against these Power Five schools and in the NCAA tournament, it's been awesome for me to see and watch and be there along with him.
Right on. Just a couple of questions I realize now that it probably would have been better to ask this a little bit earlier on, but I'll ask you it now anyway.
It's all good.
What is it when you, you know, took this coaching job, and now that you've been in it the last couple of years, what does a typical day look like as maybe it's leading up to a regular season contest in the SEC? What does that kind of day look like for you as you try and assist Coach Musselman and give you guys the best plan for success that night?
So you're talking about just like a normal game day, what it's like?
Yeah, I guess. What does a game day look like for you guys?
A game day, I'm usually at the arena. Let's say it's a home game. I'm usually at the arena about 6:30 to 7 a.m. And then immediately I go into some individual workouts with a couple of players that I rebound for and shoot with every single day. So I do those up until about 10 p.m. And then we usually have practice around 11 for a good hour. And that practice, I can tell you, it's the most intense and fast-paced thing you'll ever see. For that whole entire hour, guys are flying around, going from drill to drill, and it's an actual practice. It's not like a walkthrough that you would see at a high school or anything like that. It is a full-on practice. Everyone is sweating, and it's awesome. After that, we go into like a pregame meal and watch some film about the opponent that we play later that night. And then I usually go back over to the office for a couple hours to watch some more film just in case we're not missing anything, to catch anything last minute that we're missing on the scouting report, offensively, defensively, whether it's a late game play that they normally run or something like that. And then head back over to the arena about 3 hours before the game and back on the floor with the three guys that I shot in the morning. We go through another workout about 2.5 hours before the game. So next thing you know, they're on the court getting shots up, and then more guys start to filter out there, and I help rebound and put them through workouts, pregame workouts. And then about the 60-minute mark, sure enough, the whole team's out there. And I was actually fortunate enough to put the whole team through a workout. So I was instructing all the guys on what to do for that last 60 minutes right before up until tip off.
And that's got to be a lot of, obviously that's a long day, but that's got to be a lot of pressure knowing that this is kind of the last things that they will be working on and trying to improve on before they take the court.
Yeah. At first I was a little bit nervous, but then I got into a habit and all the players got into a habit and they got into a rhythm. So it was good after the first couple of games, and then everyone knew what was going to go on and what would happen, and everyone got on the same page.
Well, I know I've taken a lot of your time, and I really appreciate it. I just have a couple more, just a couple finalizing questions. You know, as a guy from this town and knowing the, you know, the rich kind of basketball and sports, you know, past and history it has, you understand there are probably a number of kids just like you who are playing travel ball, looking to be the next great Bulldog or Jay or whatever, and maybe want to get into coaching someday. What would be your advice to a kid like that who loves this game, loves any sport really, and would love to give back to it in a way that that you have?
I would tell those guys just to every practice you go to, every basketball game you watch, try and learn. My dad always say, learn three things today. What are the three things you learned today? And I mean, I'd go to practice, and then sure enough, I'd call my dad later that night. I'd tell him the three things I learned at practice. So there was always three things I would try and learn from every single day while being involved in the game. Another thing that my dad always said that I'd it's engraved in my brain now, is expect nothing and appreciate everything. Mm. Nothing is going to be handed to you. You can't expect anything to happen. Like, you're not going to be expected to go out here, but just appreciate everything that you're involved with. Ever since I moved down here to Arkansas, the connections and the relationships and the experiences I have made, I have appreciated everything. I've never expected for this to happen and this to happen, but it's been an awesome.
And finally, I got to ask, what's kind of, hopefully, what do the next few years look like? Do you have another year as a grad assistant down there? And you know, what's, I guess, upcoming for you in your basketball career?
This was actually my last year as a grad assistant for Arkansas. So now I'm in the process of trying to find another coaching job. I have a couple of NBA teams that I've connected with and have been in talks with them. There's also a couple other colleges out there that I've also been in contact with. Also, never know what happens, but I've also been in contact with Coach Musselman here at Arkansas. So we will see where it takes me. Nothing yet in stone, but that will take place here in a little bit.
Well, I know from just talking to you now and following along with you the last couple of years, I know it won't be too tough for you to find something, that's for sure. Caleb, I got to say, I really appreciate talking to you. This has been really fun, and I don't want to speak for the entire town of Lamar's, but I know a lot of people in this town are very proud of you and what you've done, and congratulations on all the success. We hope for a ton more here in the future.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate everyone following along back in Iowa.
Absolutely. It's Caleb Klein joining us here on KLEM.